Blog Talk Radio.
For a truthful change of pace, tune into Conservative Nation Media, where America is the good guy and illegals and terrorists are not.
Simply, facts and the laws are not going to protect us right now. And the point being, for the Democrats, we need to twist and meld and work. We are fighting against an enemy, the Republicans, with machine guns, and we can't bring a knife to it. And I'm not saying do anything dishonest, but we have to find a way to take what is happening there and make it so compelling to the voter, because otherwise we're going to get 4 more years of Donald Trump, and we cannot survive 4
years. I mean, you know, if you run your threat.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. At the rate our leaders are ignoring our Constitution, we're finding that they cannot lead, nor do they want to keep us safe from our enemies. And yes, we have some. From the crossroads of America, the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show is brought to you
Conservative Nation Media
with the Doctor of this Republic, showing that the truth can be told to save this nation. And now, on with the show.
Okay, like I said, we are back, and in the continuing of the story that I that is just constantly coming from the media this week, I have more audio. And these folks, if you would just listen, they will tell you just how much our president has to fight against. They will tell you just how much they hate our president, and no matter how much good he is doing for this nation, to them, he is nothing more than a fly that needs to be gotten rid of, a fly who is on the ointment that they have been working overtime for decades to build up, but he is tearing it down now. And they're not stopping to think that, yes, this is what the American people actually were asking for. But on this whole thing, not only the impeachment circus that has been proven false all the way down the line, but still continues, all the way to Hollywood, to the media, all are against our president and our way of life, if you want to go into it that way. We have a war on our hands, folks, and it has been declared by those of us, it has been declared against us here in America, and we have to start treating this as a war. We have to start fighting this. This next audio comes from live CNN with Bill Moyers as he previews the impeachment hearings.
You have been around a little longer than me. You covered Watergate. You covered the Clinton impeachment. On the eve of another impeachment inquiry, hearings this week, do you fear for the country?
For the first time in my long life, and I was born in the Depression, lived through World War II, have been a part of politics and government for all these years now. Yes, for the first time, because a society, a democracy can die of too many lies. And we're getting close to that terminal moment unless we reverse the obsession with lies that are being fed around the country.
So will people care this week? Will democracy hold up through this process?
Some people will always care. And we have to remember that we need to serve those people who will get up in the morning and watch the hearings, will come home at night and watch the hearings, because they really want to be confused. They want to understand. They want to cut through
the confusion.
The lies. So we have to be concerned with them. Then we have to think about how do we reach the people who don't care. Do facts matter anymore? I think they do. I think they mattered in the Watergate hearings, in the Clinton hearings, and I think they'll matter this time too. I listened this morning to Donald Trump's rally in Louisiana. It was astonishing. He shouted at his audience, and they responded. They believed everything he said. I'm hoping only 10% of those people come and watch the hearings in toto. They will see it's not a witch hunt, and they will begin to doubt their master, and they will begin to break off and maybe become a citizen again instead of a partisan.
So when he says coup and hoax, even if many of his supporters believe that, it just takes 10%, perhaps, you're saying?
I think in a close election, as you know, he's strong in many states, even though he's not popular. And I think his chances of winning, like most people do, are pretty good. We have to keep that in mind. It may be only a slight shift in the swing states, but of people who begin to doubt the lies and begin to live by something else.
You know, the thing that really bothers me about this, he says that Donald Trump is popular, wildly popular in a lot of states, though he's not even though he's not.
popular. And I don't see how that can be. But Bill Moyers and the rest of them do not look at the facts. You know, and he keeps saying, we have to look at the facts. We have to look at who's telling the lies. Well, who is telling the lies here? The facts would tell you that Bill, you and Bill, that Trump is really doing a good job. Unemployment is at a 50-year low. Hispanics and blacks have their unemployment at all-time lows. They've never been this low. The economy is going great guns at over 3%, something Obama said was a thing of the past, and we should realize that. Companies that went out of country to get better work environments are coming back. Record low people on food stamps. The border wall going up to make our borders sovereign, like every other country in the world. What is so bad about all this good news? Trump is doing it, not the Democrats. That is the bad, according to them. And the American people are telling them that, but they are not listening. Also from CNN at, and this one makes me laugh, reliable sources, comes John Weaver. When he's talking about the GOP is not a party anymore, it's a freaking cult.
The word cult has been popping up more and more. Think back to 2 weeks ago on this program, Anthony Scaramucci talked about his claim that Trump supporters are in a cult. Just last week, Dan Rather said he thinks support for Trump seems increasingly cultish. And this weekend in the Washington Post, Trump critic and Republican strategist John Weaver said the GOP is not a party anymore in the traditional sense. It's a cult. But none of them are mental health experts. Stephen Hassan is. He's out with a brand new book called The Cult of Trump. He has firsthand experience escaping the Unification Church back in the 70s, and he's decided to write this book because he believes there's something seriously wrong with our politics.
So I define a destructive cult as an authoritarian pyramid-structured group with someone at the top who claims to have total power and total wisdom that uses deception and control of behavior, information, thoughts, and emotions to make people loyal and dependent and obedient followers. So for me, the issue of between an ethical, healthy cult where you're free to think and free to leave versus a destructive cult, I'm referring to Trump's organization and followership as a destructive cult where people are being fed propaganda and they're not being encouraged to think for themselves. They're not being encouraged to really explore and look at the details and arrive at their own conclusion. Much of what they're hearing is emotionally driven, loaded words, thought stopping and thought terminating type cliches like fake news or build the wall or make America great again.
You said the president is using mind control, but how is that provable?
So we can start with the pathological lying, which is characteristic of destructive cult leaders.
Now, with all the lying that has been going on lately, it hasn't been Trump who's been doing it. It's been Adam Schiff. It's been Charles Schumer. It's been, you know, the media. They're all lying. The problem lies in the fact that it is the demon rat party that is always doing the lying. The demon rat party and Hollywood that are the cult, not the GOP. John Weaver is in league with the devil, along with Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and others here, folks. When they ask the question, how can anybody support Trump, we can tell them that the country would be far worse shape if Obama was still president. He didn't want to do the hard things needed to bring this country back to greatness. He didn't want to do them at all, because to him, the country was going the direction he wanted it to go. The country was going the direction that the leftists want it to go. He didn't want to do those hard things. Trump does want to do those hard things, and he is going even farther by bringing God into the mix and asking for his help. The demon rats only do that when there is no other thing available to them. That is also the only time that they invoke the Constitution too. But sadly, that last audio is not the last one. Another one from CNN and at reliable sources comes rather talking about the complicity of Republicans is depressing. Really, rather? Really? I thought we were supposed to get smarter as we got older.
Truth still matters. So let's talk more about the truth and why it matters and what's been happening in the impeachment inquiry coverage. We have an incredible panel here in New York with me to talk about right-wing media's reaction and so much more. Nicole Hemmer, Dan Rather, Abigail Tracy, all here with me. And I've got to start with you, Dan, because you are our senior correspondent today. You've been watching history along with the rest of us. Do you feel that anything changed after these first 2 days of televised hearings?
I think one thing has changed. It's become increasingly apparent that truth is closing in. Truth does matter. And there's been this feeling for a long time that, well, the White House, with this alternate narrative, a false narrative, and with its allies in primetime on Fox, was at least in a standoff with truth. I think what we've seen over the last few days, as I say, truth is beginning to close in. Facts are beginning to matter.
You said the other day, I have covered many cults. Some end with a bang, others with a whimper, but they invariably end. The question is how much damage they leave in their wake. Is Mitch McConnell part of the Trump cult?
Yes. I think the short answer is yes. And I'm not the only one making this observation that increasingly President Trump's support seems cultish. It's more, it's all about him. It's not about the policy. It's not about the standards of politics. You know, Ronald Reagan had a very solid following, but he stood for something in terms of policy. Franklin Roosevelt, same way. That these cults, cults generally don't end well.
You know, and that's it. That's the only thing on this that is depressing on this whole thing is that they are all charading as Americans who care about this country, when in fact they do not. You know, he was talking about, you know, he says the only thing they care about, my friends, you know, on this whole thing, is that they hate America as it was founded. And that's all leftists hate America as it was founded. My question is, how can anyone in their right mind support this socialistic, communistic agenda that is going on with the far left? Cliff, can you answer that one for me? Because you say you're smart. Show me your reasons, because I don't see them. Destroying a country for the sake of destruction is a belief that is alien to true Americans. We need your input. I would love the chance to tear down your American-hating logic again. There were more on this stupidity, too. Joy Reid of MSNBC during MSNBC's post-debate analysis on November 21st said this: "We watched a moral crisis unfold in front of us this morning in which we discovered that one of our great political parties has given itself over to a cult of personality. And a cult of personality that's surrounded only by his interests around Donald Trump's personal interests, and that the entirety of the Republican Party is really to subsume itself to that is shocking. It's sad." No, Miss Reed. What is sad is that you have been so damn brainwashed to actually think you are speaking for Americans instead of really speaking for America's enemies. That is what is sad, Joy. And there's even more. Trump's idiot nationalism is going to take down America and the world with us. This is something that MSNBC host Chris Matthews said on Hardball on the 26th of November. "We thought Emperor Nero was wrong to fiddle as Rome burned. This guy, Donald Trump, is worse. He uses the reality of climate change to posture himself as the little guy, taking on the experts, the sophisticats, the foreigners. Donald Trump gets votes by consciously lying about the scourge facing the only planet we have. He's telling us that none of what we see is true, none of what our minds and eyes and instincts are telling us. He's using idiot nationalism to take us down, not just we Americans, but the world with us. That was Chris Matthews. Now we all know that Chris Thrill Running Down My Leg Matthews is a complete moron. And I have a feeling that even he knows this. But that doesn't stop him from spouting out his stupidity. And sadly, he will continue because he has a few ignorant listeners who just follow him like he is the greatest thing since fried bread. But that's not all, folks. And the whole problem of this is that it's driving this country insane. We all see what's going on in this country. We all see the things that are happening in this country. This morning, we saw the whole announcement about how the House passed their articles of impeachment. Well, whoop-de-freaking-do. What does it matter? You know, the way I look at this whole thing is, you know, you're never going to get him impeached for one thing. It's going to be a Paul when it comes to the left and the leftists in this country. It's going to be something that's going to say, hey, we couldn't get him out of office, but at least we got the articles of impeachment passed before Christmas. That was their whole thing. Had to be done before Christmas. Why? Because after Christmas, he would have been able to say something about it. And he normally does anyway. He has his rallies. Standing room only. Because the people flock to see him. News media, like the ones I've been playing on these idiotic clips, and I have many more, folks. They don't see this. All they see is that their precious little world that they have been lying to everybody about to make it possible is crumbling because of one man. And it's like I said, I am totally amazed that President Trump has gotten done the things that he has done with no help from Washington. I mean, yeah, there's a few. Ted Cruz, Jim Jordan. There's a couple. But there were more on these things. Former Newsweek editor John Meacham on CBS's Deface the Nation on December 1st had this to say, quote, "Now we face this wildly unconventional president who is actively and overtly putting all the norms so that many of us were accustomed to on trial. And so we have these forces in American life that are perennial: xenophobia, extremism, racism, nationalism, isolation. They ebb and they flow in American life, and they always have. And right now they're flowing. The task of the country is to get them to ebb," unquote. And no, John, the task of the country is to get the lies told by you and others in the liberal, lying, lamestream media to shut the hell up. Because if you don't, you will be the ones taking this country down, not the patriots who are fighting with Trump to save this country. But like I said before, sadly, that is not all. From an article from the Washington Post, Outlook's assistant editor, Mark David Swerdlick, on November 24th said this, quote, "The former president, Barack Obama, was skeptical of sweeping change, bullish on markets, sanguine about the use of military force, high on individual responsibility and faithful to a set of old school personal values. It's hard to keep a straight face on this one. To the dismay of many on the left and to the discontinuing belief of many on the right, Obama never dramatically departed from the approach of presidents who came before him. Yes, he did. But the quote goes on. There's a simple reason. Barack Obama is a conservative, unquote. Now, first off, Barack Obama flouted destroying the Constitution and the rule of law. He did more things wrong and against the law in his first week as president than most all presidents did during their whole tenure as president. So to think of him as a conservative is laughable, sir. Now, there is another C word that comes to mind when I think of him, and that's definitely not conservative. Conservatives love America. He worked hard and overtime to destroy America. He is and was a communist at best. Then there was Margaret Sullivan on CNN talking about their liberal bias is really, now get this, folks, really reality bias. Reality based.
He called into Fox and Friends on Friday morning in order to talk for, 53 minutes about his view of how everything's going. Here's how the Washington Post described that interview. It said Trump continued to make lofty promises of soon to come bombshells. He peddled falsehoods. He spread long debunked conspiracy theories. He attacked his perceived enemies. He dabbled in misogynistic tropes, all while playing the role of persecuted victim. Now, Margaret, you're at the Washington Post. That's why I wanted to share this. We need writing and reporting like that to explain how bonkers this is.
Right. I mean, we can't just sort of say, you know, take it down the middle and sort of say, here's what the people on the right are saying, here's what the people on the left are saying. I mean, that does amount to a false equivalency because, unfortunately, you know, what's being viewed as left-wing media is actually what I like to call the reality-based press. And, you know, I don't think that most of the time, and particularly on those evening shows, but as Oliver says, not just on the evening shows, you're not getting reality. You're getting a very skewed version of things, and that is by design.
And, you know, the Republican Party and the right-wing press have really, I mean, we say this a lot, but they've totally created and constructed this alternate universe. And in that universe, these people are telling the truth, and everyone else is telling lies.
NWCR Radio will return after these important messages. Stay tuned. With Christmas coming, we have a lot to talk about, SamFam Inc. being one of the main parts of this talk. SamFam Inc. is a 501c3 Part 1 nonprofit organization based in Saco, Maine that exists to help the families of active duty military members. During this time of year, the children of these brave soldiers need things that the family just cannot get for them. That is where SamFam Inc. and their new drive for Christmas comes in. SamFam Inc. has a Christmas stocking drive going now that will help the families of our brave heroes during their time of need. Donations of product or money is accepted. To give, send your donations to 18 Eastern Avenue, Saco, Maine, 04072. That's 18 Eastern Avenue, SACO, Maine, 04072 with your name so that SamFam can help these families during the Christmas season of 2019. This is a worthy cause, my friends, and SamFam Inc. will give your donations to the families of our active duty warriors. Help them while the military fights to keep our freedoms. And Merry Christmas to you all. Media is proud to announce our newest show, Black by Color Only. For all you fruit bats out there, this is a fruit bat free radio show and well worth the listen. Tune in to Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Got herself that really good show today, although I cannot do the full 2 hours like I had planned because I have to go and pick up my wife and she gets off at 5 o'clock and they lock up their grounds at 5 o'clock. And if she is still inside, she can't get back out and I have to be there before they shut the gates so that the car will trip the sensor that opens the gate back up. But we are actually back now. You know, every one of these clips that I've got, and I've got 11 or 12 of them here today, like that last one, they talk about how the liberal bias is reality based. No, it's not. They are so based on lies and falsehoods and making up stories, that it just blows my mind. That it makes me wonder about their sanity when they can say things like they have in every one of the audios that I have today and say them with a straight face when everything they're saying is a bald-faced lie. They talk about how Trump is lying to the American people. No, he's not. They are, but he's not. He's been telling them exactly what he's trying to do. Now, the Democrats, on the other hand, are constantly telling a lie, and if it doesn't work, they make up a new one. And in their making up of these new lies, to them, it's the truth. It's the gospel truth. There's nothing that can be proven wrong. And when it is, which it always is, they come up with another one. But it's like I said before, sadly, there is much more. MSNBC's host, Joy Reid, again during her post-debate analysis on November 21st at 12:39 a.m. Eastern Time, said this.
I think particularly for voters of color, there is no conversation of interest to talk about uniting, to be blunt, with the party that has given up not just its moral standing, but its soul to the person who is president of the United States right now. The danger of Donald Trump is much more extant to my community. Mm-hmm. It's much more extant to both my immigrant relatives, to African Americans, to Latinos. It's not about whether or not we can regain our public standing on the world stage and be seen as America was, to people who look like me. It's about imminent danger. Donald Trump is dangerous to our families. He's dangerous to our lives. Our youngest son goes to Syracuse University, where right now, the manifesto of the Texas shooters being sent around to immigrant students, to black students, to Asian American students. People are afraid to be in school right now, and just being black or brown feels dangerous. LGBT community feel their marriages are in danger now. And so the idea of uniting and coming together, that sounds fine for Pete Buttigieg to say, you know, to middle class white America that wants to come together with their uncle who's a Trumper. That is not gonna work in communities of color. And I think one of the fundamental challenges that Pete Buttigieg has is that he's not communicating to my community right now. He's not communicating to my community at all on issues like policing. People want to know why he fired that police chief. Getting, you know, saying that he's got a great, you know, long-term plan for Black America, that's lovely. That's he speaks huge. Very well.
Yeah.
He's quite articulate. That is not helping people who are afraid.
So essentially she's saying, screw the country. Trump is dangerous for minorities. Now, wait. Does she mean dangerous in the fact that minorities now have the lowest unemployment in the history because of Trump? This woman is insane, and I would say this to her ugly face. Her politics are socialistic and anti-American, and the sooner we stopped watching this moron, the better off America will be. Again, sadly, that is not all. You know, and the like I said before, the thing that just amazes me to no end is that they can say these things with a straight face. Talking about her community, the Black community, that is what she's talking about. Trump is dangerous for the Black community. Why? Because he's putting them back to work? Making them so that they're self-reliant again? This woman is nuts, but not as bad as co-host Joy Behar on ABC's The View on November 26th when she had more idiocy to say like this.
What is the responsibility of social media?
I think Facebook would give Hitler his own fan page. Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. But to me, the situation, and everybody's going to say, well, they used to, Time magazine had Hitler on the cover, and the New York Times in 1922 didn't think that Hitler was a bad idea. That was before they knew what a bad idea he was, just like all the networks gave airtime to Trump before they knew what a bad idea he was.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know what a bad idea he is, and we know what a bad idea Hitler is and was, and black racism and anti-Semitism. So now is the time to correct the situation. This is global propaganda. Everyone in every part of the world hears this stuff. And then I just realized he said they micro-target the fans so white nationalists can just increase their numbers all over the place. It's a very dangerous, dangerous tool, in my opinion. One small thing. Just as there are limits on the Second Amendment, there are limits on the First Amendment, too.
Well,
you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, for example.
Well,
you shouldn't have these war machines out on the streets. I'm a major First Amendment person, and I still say that there have to be limits.
And
I mean,
a private company.
It's so dangerous right now.
Not to mention,
this is something we've never seen before.
They also don't do a...
Only the Democrats can bring up Hitler and compare him to Trump. Only the Democrats. And I don't like calling them Democrats because I've known Democrats in the past that have been just absolutely very bright and very brilliant people. They know what they're after. In those times, maybe they disagreed with the conservatives and the Republicans. Maybe they disagreed with them. But once one or the other won, then it was back to working together. You see where I'm going with this one here, folks? The parties used to work together. You know, if the Democrats won the White House, they would come together and start working together to help keep America strong. Anymore, it's totally different. Now, when there is a Democrat in the White House, it's against the law for the Republicans to say anything bad about whoever they have in the White, especially with Barack Obama because he was Black. But I know a lot of Black people who did not like Obama, who felt he was a danger to this nation, which he was. But how these people can get away with calling Trump, saying he is a bad idea, just like Hitler was, when Trump is doing everything he can to help this nation. We've got a great economy right now. We've got low unemployment. We've got low amounts of people on food stamps, the lowest in 50 years. That's probably what's making them mad, because the government doesn't control the people anymore, because they're getting away from being on the government dole. But there is more from this moonbat of a moron. This woman is reminiscent of Kathy Griffin. Remember her that, now I'm not sure if I got her name right. I don't truthfully even care. But remember her and her bloody effigy of Trump? How she was holding the bloody head of Trump? Joy Behar is every bit as bad. She says Trump is as bad as Hitler, and then she turns around and says this.
Why is it that support for impeachment is going down for Americans, and Trump's approval ratings, I can't even say it makes me nauseous, are going up? What is it that they like about him? Is it the fact that there are still, 4,000 kids still at the border in custody, or that he trashes veterans, or that he makes deals with Russians, that he handed them the Middle East over to Russia? What is it that they like about him?
Democrats have played their cards completely wrong here from the beginning. I mean, we've been talking about impeachment since he came into office, right? I talk to people all the time. They say, let me know when it's serious enough, when something's actually going to happen. Until then, I'm tuned out. I'm not paying attention. So, look, we watch this stuff because we're fascinated by it. We love politics. But I don't think people are sitting in front of their TV screens all day long. These hearings are long. A lot of them are boring. I thought Sondland's opening testimony was the most interesting part that we've seen so far.
Maybe
he's people are watching
this
religiously.
Puppy outfit like, what's his name?
Spicer on
Sean Spicer.
You know, I guess
that'll keep everybody
if it's not important enough to Americans that you have a president who bribes another country for his own personal political interest and believes he is above the law, then I guess nothing is important enough. Because if you don't stop him now, where will he go?
Well,
from there?
If he
where will he go?
Okay. That is enough of that moronicy. You know, and the scary part about that was that they got enough liberals in the audience to make the applause that loud. It just blows me away. There are that many people in this nation who cannot see the forest for the trees because of what these idiots in the media and the idiots in our government are doing. And then they have the audacity to ask, why doesn't America hate Trump like we do? Because we don't sit back and ignore all the good stuff he is doing and make up stories about the bad stuff we think he's doing. That is why we know what Trump is doing. We know how good he's been for America. We know. And yet the sad part of this is if any of us had said any of these things about Obama, we would all be languishing in prison right now. But they are not. They are, after all, and in their own way of thinking. I can't, of course, answer this stupid question by Joy. You know, I was watching the clip that I played, and everyone there was trashing Trump, saying things the Republicans never say or do, but describing in perfect detail the things the Democrats and the media is doing, and they do it daily. The only one that wasn't saying a thing in that whole thing with The View was Meghan McCain. She just looked disgusted. She was quiet because she knew the truth, as we all do. Americans do not hate Trump like you do, because we love America as it was founded. We love the freedoms the Constitution gives us. We, of course, know you don't. And because you think you are above all that, you can go ahead and say the things that you are saying cause unrest and horrible things to happen in this country, which you have done. You know, most of the demonstrations and the people wailing at the sky because they think the world is coming to end, it's because of you people in the media. You cannot tell the truth, just like Adam Schiff in Washington cannot tell the truth, just like Nancy Pelosi in Washington cannot tell the truth. The only thing that you people love is your America-hating, America-destroying agenda, and of course the ability to make up the truth instead of telling the truth in the first place. And then there is Robert De Niro, someone that as an actor is decent, but his mentality is just like one conservative actor said this week, I think it was John Voight. He was asked why he doesn't talk much about politics. And his answer was, because actors are stupid. De Niro, did you hear that? You're stupid. But here's what De Niro has to say about our president.
I want to talk about a guy you know, and I talk about a fair amount. I want to talk about the president for just a second.
Who?
Keep in mind, this is a family show. It's CBS. Thanks. Okay. This isn't CNN over here.
Well, it's like a ball around, you know, you certain things. It's like living in an abusive household. You feel you don't know what's going to happen next. What crazy thing is going to happen next? What's going to make you say, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
And
because only
like,
one angry person gets to say what is real.
Exactly. Exactly. And the truth is not from him, that's for sure. And he's a fake president.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, he calls everything fake because he knows he's fake. So he's projecting.
He's projecting all the time, yeah. Accuse them of the thing that you know that you did.
That somewhere deep down, I don't want to get all psychological, but that really is what I feel is, you know. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Okay, this whole idea, he doesn't want to get psychological, but he is psychological. He's a psychological liar, just like the rest of them. And there were so many of these things. There were about five or six that I didn't even record. Because the stupidity in everything that we have heard in this first hour of the show is mind-boggling. It wobbles the mind, as Kelly Bundy so famously once said. And then there were several others, and I skipped over several others, and I came to the last one. Mark Ruffalo telling us on December 1st in a tweet, this gem of total stupidity, when he tweeted, it's time for an economic revolution. Capitalism today is failing us and robbing it from our children's future, unquote. Mark, let me set you straight. It is the demon rat party and the panty waist Republicans who have really stolen our children's future by spending till all the money that they will make and give to the government is already spent. Are you insane or stupid or both? This blows me away, folks. It is insane at the most. And stupid at the least. We will be right back after these important messages.
Conservative Nation Media is growing, and it's growing again. We used to have shows every night of the week. Then, for a long time, because everybody gave up, burned out, went their own ways, CNM went on its own too, which then was given to me. For a long time, NWCR was the only show. It is now the flagship show. We also have now Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown on Saturdays. And we have a new show coming that's either going to be on Tuesdays or Wednesdays at 8 p.m. So stand by for that one. Soon, we will have more shows for you that have the content that you are looking for. That's Conservative Nation Media on Blog Talk Radio. In the world of business, it's always exciting to announce the formation of a new one, and an LLC to boot. Enter now, Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based in Jamestown, Indiana, 46147. With drones being the big up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, Eye in the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are endless. From photographing homes for realtors to weddings with video and photos, Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, can attain all your needs in photography from a perspective hard to attain to. That's Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, 317-827-3270, or email us at gardinger@reagan.com. We are your one-stop for drone service company for photography.
Okay, I didn't have a bumper song that was supposed to follow on that one, and we are now back. I was supposed to have Grim Reaper on there, and I don't see that anywhere, which is one of the songs that I had for our show today. And it just doesn't seem to even be there. Not exactly sure why not, but it's not. And I'm looking through the audio clips that I have here, but it's totally amazes me that we have so many people in our government who is supposed to be there for the people. They're supposed to be, but they're not. And it amazes me that so many of them can say the things that they have said in all of the audios that I have done so far and say them with a straight face, say them like they really mean it. Trump is really destroying this nation. Trump is doing everything wrong and this nation is suffering because of it. No, this country is not. You know, they keep bringing up these things with global warming crap now. And that's all that is. It's just a bunch of crap. And all of these things that they have, you know, in this impeachment narrative that the Democrats keep pushing, they let few Republicans even say anything. A lot of them don't want to say anything because they're spineless, gutless people. But there are a few who do speak up. One of them, Jim Jordan, blasts another hole through the Democrats' impeachment narrative. Yet, there it goes. It was passed today in the House. But during the House impeachment debate on impeachment on Thursday, Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio dealt another powerful blow to the Democrats' narrative against Donald Trump. Jordan noted that the House Intelligence Committee report about Trump's interactions with the Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky mentions U.S. Ambassador to the EU Gordon Sondland no fewer than 611 times. But Sondland's key testimony supporting the idea of a quid pro quo is extremely weak, if not existent, and became even flimsier this week. Mr. Sondland, and this is a quote, Mr. Sondland, the guy who presumed there was a quid pro quo, the guy who had to file an addendum to his deposition testimony, and in that addendum, again, he has this great sentence where he says, Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to top Ukraine advisor, Mr. Andriy Yermak, on September the 1st, 2019, in connection with the Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky, Jordan said. Six people, again, having four conversations in one sentence, he noted. And this is something that we have to completely look at here. Republicans are not being allowed to say too much. But in that one sentence, Jim Jordan said a mouthful. He went on to say Yermak talks with Sondland. Sondland talks with Morrison. Morrison talks with Taylor. And somehow through all that, we get the Democrats believing that there was a quid pro quo and they need to impeach the president. Guess what? 2 days ago, the guy started it, Yermak, said it didn't happen, Jordan added. Indeed, in an interview with Time magazine, Yermak, the advisor to Zelensky, to whom Sondland referred, disputed Sondland's version of events. In another quote, Gordon and I were never alone together, he told Time. We bumped into each other in the hallway next to the escalator, and I was walking out. He recalled many members of the American and Ukrainian delegations were nearby, along with bodyguards and hotel staff. Quote, and I remember, everything is fine with my memory. We talked about how well the meeting went. That's all we talked about. Unquote. Now, Yermak said this. He also added that no one from the congressional committees overseeing impeachment have contacted him to seek his testimony. Now, that may be in Yermak's interest to say this. Ukraine wants a closer relationship with President Donald Trump. Even so, it seems particularly noteworthy that not only does Yermak deny the conversation happened, but no Democrat has asked him to testify about it. Now, isn't that strange? The reason why is because he won't say what they want him to say, because it's not the truth. It's another one of those made-up stories that they have come up with after another one of their made-up stories has fallen flat on its face. And that's all this is. In other words, the Democrat Party push to impeach President Donald Trump for the abuse of power based on a claim that he pressured Ukraine to investigate Hunter Biden and possible Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election is based on hearsay collections of a conversation that may have never happened. Sondland's lawyer told Time that Sondland stood by the testimony, But your max denial is noting is nothing short of damning. As Jordan pointed out, your max the key here, and it didn't happen. This is what it comes down to. Now, here's what the whole thing is. Comes down to hearsay. Comes down to it didn't happen. But what did they do yesterday? They passed the articles of impeachment against our president. Doesn't that make you mad? Doesn't that piss you off? I know it does me. I know it does me. And we are constantly forcing this ideal here that the Democrats are telling the truth. The problem lies in the fact that the truth never changes. The truth is always the truth. But the Democrat story, that's changed from day one. It's constantly evolving, constantly changing. When one part of it gets debunked, here comes another part. So they've got probably people sitting in a back room thinking up all these things when the one that they're pushing now gets debunked. And then they got all these people back here, and they say, oh, I've got a good one here. We can use this one today because that one's no longer going to work, so we can use this one today, and we'll push another falsehood and tell the American people it's the absolute truth that this is the one that's going to get Trump. And it's like I said, the House Judiciary Committee Chairman, Gerald Nadler, who is a person who hates Trump and has said so many times, and he's also involved in a lot of this shady dealings that the Democrats have got going, announced two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump following weeks of impeachment hearings into the events surrounding the controversial July phone call with Trump's Ukrainian counterpart, which for the most part has been totally debunked. But they're still going to push the impeachment. The first article of impeachment is for abuse of power, which Nadler said Trump did when he called Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky to pressure the investigation of former vice president and the 2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden. No, he didn't. That's all been debunked, folks. See how little the truth matters to the Democrats? It doesn't. It doesn't. And that's the thing that's scary here. That's the thing that's scary here. And then we have a member of Congress yesterday, before this was even said, he was looking for Adam Schiff.
That's why we're going through this charade of staff having to answer staff questions. And basically, when we don't like how it's going, we start asking staff on staff and getting into a staff argument. Where's Adam? Where's Adam? His report, his name, Mr. Goldman, you're a great attorney, but you're not Adam Schiff, and you don't wear a pen.
Exactly. When Adam Schiff is needed, he disappears. Those bug eyes of his that get so wide like they're almost going to pop out of his head every time one of his little stories gets impeached, so to say. I had one more that was supposed to be here, and I can't find it. I guess I didn't record it. But there was a Glenn Beck came an interview with Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. And he had the perfect idea of what was going on in Washington. That perfect idea? It's all political, folks. All political. And that's all this is, just complete political nonsense with one goal in mind. And that is to get rid of Donald Trump. And it won't happen. They now have to, it's now going to the Senate. The Senate does not have the votes. And the Democrats pretty much know this. And it's like I was listening to somebody yesterday who was talking about this. Actually, it was early today. The Democrats have shot themselves in the foot on this one. Nancy Pelosi is gone. Now, if the people are actually watching what is going on here or listening to what is really going on here, they would know without a doubt that Nancy Pelosi has screwed herself by doing this. And the way they were pressuring her, she really had not much of a choice. But she could have stopped this. She could have stopped it. But at least we still have some people in Washington who are not afraid to tell the truth. The demon rats sure as hell are. They don't like the truth, as they are doing their best to destroy it. If the truth comes out, they've got to push another truth, which comes out of that back room I was telling you about earlier. They have people back there working full time to come up with a new one every time one of their ideals has dissipated. And then we have idiocy like this one. From WMD comes this one about global warming and why it isn't happening. People, we have got to wise up and stop letting teenagers like the one from Sweden tell us different. Mass extinction, my ass. Within the past few days, more than 50 papers have been added to a compilation of scientific studies that refute the primary claim of climate change activists that CO2 causes global warming. And it doesn't, folks. That's another thing that has been disproven all over the place. And we have to start looking at this, folks, because if we don't, this whole idea that this world is not dying, as all these teenagers are telling us. Now it is. It's not, this world's not dying. What's dying here is the truth. The truth is dying. We have a media that doesn't care. We have a media that does not care. And then we have prophecy that is coming out now that follows the Bible, folks, like this one.
And I use the word coup because, according to this Wynette News report, that's what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has stated, that the criminal indictment against him is an attempt at a government coup, and that he will continue to lead Israel. It should be noted that this is the first time in Israel's history that a sitting prime minister has been charged with a crime. It should also be noted that this has thrown Israel's already paralyzed political system into further disarray. Speaking of further disarray, and I'll add division, Al Jazeera published an article in which they asked this question: has the Trump impeachment inquiry divided Americans even further? How would you answer that?
Yeah, it has. And that's the exact, that's the truth of the matter here. it has divided Americans further, because so many want to believe what the media is telling them. If it's in print, it's got to be true. But if they would stop, look, listen, and research, they'd find out that 90% of what they're getting from the media these days, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, all of these outlets have one idea in mind, and that is to destroy our election system by getting rid of Trump. You know, and the thing that most people don't even stop to realize here is that Trump took a cut in pay to become president. Barack Obama, he became a millionaire while president, and he's got multi-millions of dollars now because he was president. Donald Trump has lost money because he became president. Let that one sink into your little grainy minds for a little bit, you liberals. That goes completely against the way you guys think about things. Mainly because you do not believe that somebody could be a politician and not make buku amounts of money. You know, this whole idea that the Democrats are telling us the truth and the Republicans are lying just blows me away. Because all you have to do is just, you don't even have to research very much. Just take a look at what they're saying and then look a little bit into what's actually going on. And you will see that the Democrats, the demon rats, as I call them, the liberal, lamestream, lying media cannot tell the truth if their lives depended on it.
We will be right back after these important messages.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
With Christmas coming, we have a lot to talk about, SamFam Inc. being one of the main parts of this talk. SamFam Inc. is a 501c3 Part 1 nonprofit organization based in Saco, Maine, that exists to help the families of active duty military members. During this time of year, the children of these brave soldiers need things that the family just cannot get for them. That is where SamFam Inc. and their new drive for Christmas comes in. SamFam Inc. has a Christmas stocking drive going now that will help the families of our brave heroes during their time of need. Donations of product or money is accepted. To give, send your donations to 18 Eastern Avenue, Saco, Maine, 04072. That's 18 Eastern Avenue, S-A-C-O, Maine, 04072 with your name, so that SamFam can help these families during the Christmas season of 2019. This is a worthy cause, my friends, and SamFam Inc. will give your donations to the families of our active duty warriors. Help them while the military fights to keep our freedoms. And Merry Christmas to you all.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
ago, Derek and the Dominoes would tell the truth. We had, like I said at the beginning of the show, a full 2 hours of a show slated for today, and because my wife wanted me to take her to work today, I have to be out of the house by 4:40, which at the normal time I'd still be doing this show. But like I said, that, you know, the show will be ending in 15 minutes right now, but, you know, I started that thing about the prophecy, you know, and the pastor that was talking about the difference between uncharted and unchartered, you know, and he went on after that and started talking about how where we are going is unprecedented. And hello, Forp, good to see you there.
God's word, we're told what it's going to look like and be like. So I'm not going to use the word uncharted in that context. I'm using the word unchartered, different meaning, because it carries with it the idea of lacking a charter, or if you prefer, authorization or regulation granting the rights to proceed. This is unchartered territory that we're in currently, specifically as it relates to proceeding with the unprecedented impeachment of a U.S. president. Well, wait a minute. We've had presidents impeached, yeah. But what's unprecedented about this one is the process is uncharted. And with it, interesting, the indictment, unprecedented, indictment of a sitting Israeli prime minister. What I'm hoping to do today, if you'll kindly indulge me, is share with you what all of this means and what's behind this coup d'etat, which Webster's defines as a sudden, decisive exercise of force in politics, especially the violent overthrow or alteration of an existing government by a small group.
Okay, now, he went on after that, and I ran out of time to do any more audios, but he went on after that to link that into what is going on here in America. You know, they talk about Israel being the little Satan and America being the big Satan, how those two are the things that are standing in the way of liberalism and socialism and communism and Islam. Get rid of those two things, and the road will be cleared for them. So they're working on getting rid of Netanyahu, but if you come back over here to the United States, they're trying to get rid of Trump too. A twofer, would you say? They're working almost worldwide here to get rid of America and Israel, the two things that are standing in the way of their ideals. They're not stopping to think that, you know, they destroy America and they're destroying themselves too. They don't think about it that way, because they think once America is destroyed, then everything can be reverted to what they want and they can take over then. That's what this whole thing's all about, folks. Control. They want the control. They don't want Trump to have it. They don't want the Republicans to have it. And for that matter, the Democrats who have voted against them, and they don't want them either. You can be a Democrat and you vote against their way, they'll throw you under the bus too. They don't care. The only thing they care about is getting their way.
And the problem comes in the fact that since Reagan, they have gotten their way. And even during Reagan, they got their way a lot of the times, because they would cry and bitch and moan and boo-hoo, this is horrible for us because we're not getting our way. So the Republicans will give in a little bit and give them something. And the thinking always is, well, if we give them something now, then they'll give us something when they get in power. Does that ever happen, folks? No, it doesn't. This whole idea that the Republicans give so the Democrats can give later on is ludicrous. They always come up with these ideals that they'll go for a bill that goes for like tax cuts, and it's never an immediate thing. It's always with the stipulation that it goes over 10 years, and in that 10 years, the government will change, people will forget, money that has been allocated for certain things will no longer be allocated for those certain things, since people will forget, the Democrats will get their way, things will go farther to the left, and the Republicans feel like, well, we won a battle here. No, they didn't. They never do. And the only ones that actually win are people like Jim Jordan or Ted Cruz, who will stand up to them and fight, and also Donald Trump, who will stand up to them and fight them, making them think that, oh my gosh, we've got to get rid of these people, because they're not going to like the things we do, and they don't like the things we do, so we have to get rid of them. That is the reason why Republican witnesses have not been allowed in this impeachment inquiry circus that's been going on. They want it one-sided. They want it one-sided so that they get their way. There won't be anything pushing the other direction. And they've had to allow a couple of them to speak. You know, Ted Cruz has spoken a couple of times. Jim Jordan has spoken, which actually kind of amazed me. They let him speak as much as he did. But he's also one of those ones that will sit there and say, now, wait a minute. You guys are not following the rules. You guys are breaking the law. You guys are not doing it the right way. He brings up these points. Nobody else does. But Jim Jordan will. And a lot of your Republicans who are on talk shows won't even do it. The host will say, don't you think it's a horrible thing that the Democrats are lying about all of this and trying to make up stories about everything? And they'll hem and haw, say, oh, I wouldn't say they're lying. Yeah, they are. They are lying through their teeth. And when the lie that they're using stops working, they make up a new one. They get one of those guys in the back room whose only job is to make up new stories, and they'll take one of them stories. And they'll pull them out and say, see, this is where it's going. This is what's going on now. Well, we didn't hear anything about that before. No, because it hadn't been made up yet. But this is where it's going. That is what the Democrats are doing. That is what the Demoncrats are doing. And they care so little for this country that they don't care. That all they're doing is pushing lie after lie after lie after lie. And they get away with it because look what happened in the House. They passed the resolution for impeachment. It now goes to the Senate. That, I think, is where it's going to stop. But they got it passed. It's a precedence. They pushed what they wanted. They pushed what they wanted on, you know, to happen. And it happened. It didn't matter that if the people are actually watching that this could hurt Nancy Pelosi, this could hurt the Democrats. they don't stop to look at that. They don't stop to think about that. They don't stop to do anything about that, because if they can get away with this, it's a precedence. And everyone knows what a precedence in our government does. It makes an opening for the future so they can do the same thing. And mark my words, the next Republican president that gets in there will have this happen to him, because they did it already. And in this next election, if Trump wins, which I'm sure he will, this is going to start all over again. They'll have a whole new 4 years, and they'll work every one of those years into proving he is to be thrown out of office. That's just the way they are, folks. You know, it's like I said earlier, I'm sorry about this. I had to cut my show short today. I will be going off the air in about 4 minutes. But this whole show, I played the clips, 12 of them, of the Democrats pushing for stuff that have been completely debunked, pushing for stuff that has been completely falsified, but they're still pushing for it. Part of their articles of impeachment was Trump doing something that had been completely debunked already, but they still passed it. Truth to them does not freaking matter. And they got away with this, so there's a precedence has been set, and it's gonna happen again. Not from the Republicans going after the Democrat. Oh, they won't allow that. But the next time a Republican gets into the White House, mark my words, this is going to happen again, because they set the precedence and it's going to happen. It doesn't matter if it doesn't go any farther. They don't look at it that way either. If it doesn't go any farther, they don't care, because they've set a precedence and next time it may go farther. We are out of time. I'm glad you guys were here. Glad Dwarf was in the chat room. We started at 3 o'clock today. An hour and a half show in. We will be back next week for another eye-opening show. God bless America. God bless the truth. And as always, we will not be rude. bless you all.